I'm going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order. It is November 5th, 2025 at 1:05 p.m. Ms. Truitt, will you please, or Ms. Truitt, please call the roll.
Representative Carrot. Representative Carrick.
Hear me? Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Crox. Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Giesel. Senator Gray Jackson. Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel. Senator Keel.
Here. Yep, here.
Senator Stedman. Vice Chair Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
9 members present.
With 9 members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. The first item is approval of the agenda. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the agenda presented.
I'll object just to see. Are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, I'll remove my objection, and the agenda is approved. That will bring us to approval of minutes from the September 10th, 2025 meeting. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the minutes dated September 10th, 2025 as presented.
Is there any objection or corrections? Seeing none, minutes are approved. First committee business item before us is the Assembly Building Property Management Contract Amendment for special session management costs. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve Amendment Number 1 of the agency's contract with TNT Realty, LLC, DBA Juno Real Estate, to increase the contract amount by $4,165.00 to a total $163,345.00.
I'm going to object for the purpose of discussion and ask Mr. Kestel, our procurement officer, to come forward and just provide us a little bit of information about the need for this motion.
Thank you, Chair Hannon and members of the committee. Included in your packet is a memorandum dated October 28th pertaining to this particular amendment for the Assembly Building Apartment contract. The agency has this contract and has had it in place for almost 2 years now. And this amendment request is to increase that contract amount for the recent special session that occurred. There is a different rate for session months and interim months for the property management of this contract, and this would bring the agency whole for the contract period with the contractor. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions online? Hearing none, I'm going to remove my objection and ask for a roll call vote on the amendment, on the motion. Ms. Truitt, will you please call the roll?
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
So with 9 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. That brings us to another motion dealing with the Assembly Building, the Property Management Contract Renewal Number 1. Senator Stevens, a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that the Legislative Council approve Renewal Number 1 of the contract for property management services of the Assembly Buildings Apartments with TNT Realty, LLC, Juneau, real estate, in an amount not to exceed $170,535.30.
And again, I'm going to object for the purposes of discussion and ask Mr. Kestel to just provide us a little bit of information. Renewal.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. Members of the committee, there is another memorandum included in your packet pertaining to this renewal, number one for the contract. The agency has been working with JRE, or TNT Realty, LLC, doing business as JRE, for the past 2 years to handle property management for the Assembly Building. We are happy with the performance and satisfied with the performance of the contractor. We are requesting to exercise renewal number 1 of 5 for this contract. If approved, this would renew the contract for the period of December 1st, 2025 through November 30th of 2027. It's a 2-year renewal option. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Kestel, just so I guess we'll put it on the record, this renewal will now include special session coverage, which our first contract did not have. Is that correct?
Yes, Chair Hannon, and I should have mentioned that. We have built in some contingency funds into this not-to-exceed amount to allow for 2 special sessions in that 2-year period if they are needed.
Bite your tongue.
We did. Yeah, just in case there was any confusion, that First Amendment was really just amending our 2-year contract to include special session, which we had not included in our original contract. That contract expires the end of this month. The first renewal of the ongoing contract will now include those in case there are special sessions.
Madam Chair, just a clarification. Do we need to restate the motion? Because I think we voted on these out of possible.
No, because the first motion that we passed pertains to the contract that currently exists. It's expiring on November 30th, and all we did in that first contract was amend to cover the special session cost. This new contract, this new renewal, so the motion that's before us is to renew the contract for a 2-year period.
Okay. I thought it was just the reverse. I thought we did the 2-year special session. Apologies.
It's okay. Required reading memos a couple of times to make sure that we had sequenced the dates correctly. But our staff did. They sequenced the dates correctly. All right. Seeing no other questions and no one seeking the floor, I'm going to remove my objection. Go ahead, Representative
Stutes. Madam Chair, I have a question. This is
Go ahead, Representative Stutes.
Thank you. Let me preface this by saying I am a happy tenant there. I really appreciate it. But so this is a 2-year contract for $172,000, which, if I'm looking correctly, that equates to about a little more than $7,000 a month. What services are being provided for that kind of money?
Mr. Kestel.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes. The property management company provides basically full services for the Assembly Building, with the agency only needing to help in little capacity as possible, but it includes leasing the facility or working with lessees throughout their lease at the facility. They also oversee some of the contract services that happen at the facility, such as janitorial and repairs when they need to be made. They conduct annual inventories. They also conduct move-out inventories, and they all encompass handle the just lack of a better word, maintain that the integrity of the building and the rules and policies are followed according to what Legislative Council puts in place, and then works with the agency to reconcile payments across for leases and for contracts that are servicing the building. Ms. Geary might be able to provide further feedback on that. I may have missed.
So, Madam Chair, if I might follow up.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So when there's something that needs to be done maintenance-wise, is the state additionally charged for any of those services?
Through the chair.
It just seems to me that in excess of $7,000 a month is a little steep for a property management.
Ms. Geary, go ahead.
Through the chair to Representative Stutes, this is Jessica Geary, Executive Director. So during the session months, the property management fee is $8,715 a month, and then during the interim, it's $4,550 a month. And so I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, that there is a different rate charged between session and interim. The other thing I would mention is, so that the two property managers that are on staff, or actually there's three people on staff for Juneau Real Estate, and if any of the work can be done by them, they do, and it's included in their fee. There are some things where they have, like they have a janitor that they arrange and have a contract, so the janitor will come in and clean the common areas or do any move-out cleaning after a tenant has vacated. Also, if there's maintenance work that they aren't able to perform, they have a maintenance person that they might contract out to do some of that work. So, but I also wanted to add that the assembly building for fiscal year 2025, we brought in $209,000 in revenue, and the expenditures were $200,000. So it is paying for itself and a little extra as well.
Representative Stutes, do you have any other follow-up?
It's paying for it. Madam Chair, may I follow up?
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. So it may be paying for itself, but that doesn't include all of the improvements that were made to that building, I'm presuming. They haven't been factored into those numbers.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, you're correct. This does not include any of the construction cost to get the building in the state that it's in.
Okay. You know, I, again, Madam Chair, I want to say that I'm delighted to live there. I'm happy with the services. Having had multitudes of rental property myself, I just felt like that's a little bit on the high side for a management fee. But I appreciate the opportunity to ask the questions.
Anyone else? Okay. With that, I'm going to remove my objection. And the motion for us is about approving renewal number one on the management contract. Ms. Truitt, please call the roll.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgemond.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
No.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
With 8 yeas and...
Madam Chair.
Yes. Go ahead.
I would like the opportunity to change my vote, please.
Okay. Ms. Truitt, Representative Stutz, was that from a
no,
nay to a yea?
A nay to yea. Yes, I had my opportunity.
Okay. All right. I believe we've corrected that. So with nine yeas and zero nays, the motion has passed. That brings us to committee item C for action, the IT four-year plan update and Gartner Incorporated Professional Services contract renewal number one. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number one, the Gartner contract, not to exceed $260,700.
And again, I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask Chief Information Officer Shay Wilson, Chief Technology and Outreach Officer Tim Powers to come to the table. Mr. Wilson will provide IT four-year plan update, and together they'll provide some information on the contract renewal.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of Legislative Council. For the record, my name is Shay Wilson. I'm the Chief Information Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. You each have in your packet a memo regarding the DTI briefing and Gartner renewal. In April of 2024, when I presented the four-year plan for DTI, we identified five key initiatives without a project attached. They were to work on value, reliability, and support, cybersecurity and risk management, outreach and technological solutions, artificial intelligence, hybrid IT, and secure government cloud services. At this time, 18 months later, each of those initiatives now have at least one project attached and completed. We've implemented a ticketing system, which will help DTI, the Division of Technology and Information, better serve the legislature and provide key metrics for measuring our success. To increase our value, reliability, and support, we are in the process of moving Microsoft security reporting and monitoring into the cloud. And later this same meeting, we'll be talking in depth about cybersecurity. In that four-year plan, we also had outlaid in April 2024 eight projects that we were going to complete in 4 years. The telephone system. In April of 2024, we knew that we had to replace our phone system because the state was retiring their current phone system. We had not picked out a replacement at that time. As of today, we've moved the Terry Miller Building, Legislative Finance, and the Assembly Building to the new phone system. And we are working on having the Capitol done by the time people come back for session in December. Gartner assisted this by providing technical experts and advised us of options and providing pricing experts to examine our contract pricing. Another project we had was infrastructure improvements and switch replacements. This is 90% done. The third project we had was hardware refresh. It is currently in the cleanup phase. We've replaced all the hardware that we expect to replace. We have software upgrades that are an ongoing project and will continuously need to be done. We will never be complete with the software upgrades. The Capital AV upgrade was complete before last session, and we went through a whole session with the upgrade. We have some scheduled fixes and upgrades to complete before the session, and we've also scheduled for Anchorage AV to be updated to the same level of technology starting January of this coming year. And the last project on our four-year plan was to complete the access control upgrade and provide keyless access into all of the offices in the Capitol. That's been done, and we're working on upgrading the Anchorage keyless access to the same level of security and technology that Juno has. DTI will be working on submitting a new four-year plan. We're currently starting to work on submitting a new four-year plan 2.5 years before the expiration of the old four-year plan. In my time of service here at the legislature, this has not happened. And I just want to talk. This motion has two parts. It's DTI briefing and the Gardner renewal. So I want to talk a bit about what Gardner has helped us get to this phase with our key objectives and our projects. Well, I want to give full credit of all these accomplishments to my amazing staff, especially to Tim Powers, who is sitting beside me, who's personally managed several of these projects. Gardner also helped accelerate our efforts. They provide us with research and technical experts, which reduce the time we spend in the design phase of our projects. They help us avoid pitfalls and provide us with clarity on how to accomplish our goals. We are provided with ideas of how to turn those key initiatives into projects, and they provide coaching and encouragement to stretch and reach a little further than we were otherwise comfortable. Our Division of Technology and Information cannot have experts in every technology, and every time we attempt something and we fail or delay a project, it is missed opportunity for us. Gardner reduces the time we spent on failed and missed opportunities. Our contract renewal, the first renewal, calls for initial years for a step up from the initial year at $262,700 with an additional seat. But at this time, we're currently happy with our level of service that we procured last year for $179,200 and are negotiating to remove the step up from our contract. Those negotiations are not complete at this time, and with renewal coming in February, we're asking for the council to approve up to the price $262,700, with the expectation that it will come in closer to our initial price, the initial price that was approved last year of $179,200. Thank you for your consideration. I'm here. I'm happy to answer any questions. I have with me Tim Powers, and we also have Sarah Race, if you have any questions.
Any members online with questions?
Madam Chair, this is Representative Carrick.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Shay, for presenting. I am not familiar with this initiative, so I was just hoping you could outline the five key initiatives that we are on schedule to complete. And then I also notice in the memo dated October 26th that you mentioned that we may not have the final figure for the contract prior to the expiration date. And so I'm just curious, how much do you expect or suspect, I guess, that that number may differ from the amount that we would be approving today?
Yes. Through the chair, the 4-year technology plan that I was speaking mostly about was it's attached to the April 2024 Legislative Council meeting. You can look it up in BASIS. And I can send it to you after this meeting. That was the basis of the key initiatives, which again were and notes. Reliability. My notes are not in order. So those five initiatives were value, reliability, support, cybersecurity and information risk management, outreach and technological solutions, artificial intelligence, hybrid IT, and secure government services. So those were initiatives without projects, and then the projects were also outlined in that document that's attached to the April 2024 Ledge Council meeting. The other part of your question, we have not completed negotiations with Gartner to remove that step up, but we expect to have it before the expiration of the contract, but not necessarily in time to come back before Ledge Council, which is why we're asking for the full price of $262.7.
Just a quick follow-up, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. And I know I had spoken to Mr. Powers fairly recently about the IT upgrades taking place in Anchorage at the LIO. And I know that there was, not through Garter, but there was a quote offered for upgrades at the Fairbanks LIO. Is that quote or potential effort in any way connected with this technology plan, four-year plan, or are they completely separate issues?
Through the chair, this is Tim Powers, Chief Technology and Outreach Officer. Representative Carrick, those are two separate projects. The AV upgrade here in Anchorage was started over 3 years ago through contract with K2 Audio, which is based out in Denver, Colorado, and them through NCSL. So all of our AV work has been done outside of so far.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else with questions?
Question. I seem to have a couple of fobs in my pocket. Will we get to the point where there's only one and it works here in Anchorage, it works in Juneau? That's the plan, right? I'm never sure which one works.
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, we have been working with the contractor to replace the readers in Anchorage. And then you'll be able to go down just the one hub. We haven't finished that replacement at this time.
That'll be great.
Anyone else? I'm going to remove my objection, and that puts the motion for the renewal, the first renewal on the Gartner contract for us. Ms. Truitt, please call the poll.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schwagi.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Quammen.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
So with 9 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. Next item for business is authorizing a travel reimbursement for Representative Hall. Our current policy under accounting principles is that there is a 60-day deadline for claiming expenses for business travel, and if a claim comes in longer than 60 days from travel, it needs to come before the council for authorization. So that's why those actions are before us today. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve Representative Paul's late travel reimbursement requests for travel, which took place from August 3rd to August 10th, 2025, and August 11th to August 13th.
Again, I will object for purposes of discussion. Representative Hall is online if any members had a question. But again, I don't see anyone seeking the floor. So I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to call the roll.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes. Representative Stutes?
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
With 9 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. We are now going to go into an executive session for a cybersecurity briefing, a computer systems accessible, including a computer systems acceptable use policy update, and an RFP for a case management system for the Office of Victim Rights. Senator Stevens.
Madam Chair, I move that legislative council go into executive session on Rule 21, discussion of matters to be in knowledge of which would force the fact the finances of the government unit, and 22B3, discussion may be required to be confidential. The following people may remain in the room or online for the executive session: Jesse Dirty, Sam Fish, Emily Nowlin, Tim Powers, Jay Wilson, J.T. Kestel, Ernest Angela, Elaine Kushner, Diane Kaznazowicz, and Sabrina Hovey. Any legislators not legislative council, any set of legislative council members.
All right. We're going to take a brief at ease while we transition to an executive session.
Recording is on. To pause recording, press star 9 again.
I'm going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council back to order. I am going to say for the record that Representative Prox joined us during executive session at 1:49 p.m. We do need to take another roll call to reestablish that we maintain a quorum. So, Ms. Truitt, please take the roll.
Representative Carrot.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Prox.
Here.
Representative Shragi.
Here.
Representative Stutes. Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Giesel. Senator Gray Jackson. Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman. Vice Chair Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
10 members present.
With 10 members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion regarding the computer systems accessible use policy update?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the updated Legislative Council computer system acceptable use policy as presented, except for the section on use of artificial intelligence, AI.
I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask Mr. Wilson briefly to discuss the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the Legislative Council. For the record, my name is Shea Wilson, Chief Information Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. You should have in front of you the proposed changes for the computer acceptable use policy. In that policy, there are several instances of language cleanup, removing instances of capitalization of legislator and internet where they should not be capitalized. The policy also had some archaic use of electronic mail instead of email, and some awkward phrasing around the then new movement of social media. Also included in the computer acceptable use policy is the addition of a new section on mandatory cybersecurity awareness training. This will be short, ongoing training that will be delivered throughout the year, as well as a review of the computer acceptable use policy every legislative biennium designed to be delivered with other LIA training. The mandatory training was one of four recommendations that came from a cybersecurity assessment that DTI engaged in July. The other three topics were MFA on VPN connections, increased password complexity, and the requiring additional verification when accessing privileged administrative actions. I recommend that Legislative Council adopt the computer acceptable use policy. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Anyone seeking the floor? Seeing and hearing no one, I am going to take a brief at ease, according to my staff. Back on the record. I'm going to remove my objection on the motion on the policy. And Ms. Truitt, call the roll, please.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman. Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
10 yeas, 0 nays.
With 10 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. That brings us to our next action item regarding RFP 685, the Office of Victims Rights Case Management System. Mr. Kestel, Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council to approve award of RFP 685 to Carpel Computer Systems Incorporated with a not-to-exceed contract value of $180,000.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion. And Mr. Kestel, please provide us brief information on this RFP.
Thank you, Chair Hannon and members of the Council. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. Earlier this year in May, the Legislative Affairs Agency issued RFP 685 to solicit competitive proposals from qualified software vendors to provide Office of Victims' Rights with a new case management system. This solicitation was published on the State of Alaska's public notice website and distributed via email to multiple potential vendors. RFP 685 closed in September, and there were 12 proposals received. Those proposals were reviewed extensively, and 6 were deemed non-responsive to the RFP. The remaining 6 proposals were evaluated by a proposal evaluation committee. The top 3 scoring of those 6 proceeded to a live demonstration of the proposal evaluation committee. After a final scoring was completed, the proposal evaluation committee awarded 888.72 points to Carpel Computer Systems Incorporated and recommended awarding the contract for RFP 685 to Carpel Computer Systems Incorporated. In your packet is an enclosed summary of that proposal abstract for the RFP, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee may.
Thank you. Is there any discussion of the award of that RFP? See no questions here at the table, and no one is seeking the floor from teleconference. So I'm going to remove my objection, and we're going to proceed to a roll call on the award of RFP 685. Ms. Truitt, please call the roll.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
10 yay, 0 nay.
With 10 yays and 0 nays, the motion has passed. That brings us to the conclusion of our agenda. So unless I have missed something, I am going to adjourn us. And we'll call this meeting adjourned at 2:57.